They taught us a phrase the scriptures never use, the bride of Christ.
Paul called the ecclesia
the body of Christ. Many members under one head, built into one new man. And when the angel said, "Come, I will show you the bride," he did not show John a church. He showed him a city.
Paul said, "Christ is head of the body, and we are members each in place. One new man and a perfect man. That is how Paul named the church.
The head is Christ, the church his body.
Paul never called the church the bride. The angel carried John to a mountain.
Come, I will show you the Lamb's wife."
Then John saw holy Jerusalem, with 12 gates standing open wide. The names of Israel's tribes were written. That is what the angel called the bride.
"Come, I will show you the bride.
The city with Israel's names on her gates.
The land that is married.
The wife he redeemed. The covenant family restored to her place.
No stranger was chosen
to carry her name.
No other was taken
to stand at his side. The Lamb bought back the wife he put away.
Come, I will show you the bride."
At Sinai, Moses read the covenant, and all the people answered as one. "Everything the Lord has spoken, we will obey. It shall be done." He raised an altar and 12 pillars. Half the blood went upon the altar. Half was sprinkled upon the people, binding husband and wife together. Moses, Aaron, and Israel's elders climbed the mountain's sapphire height before the God of Israel. They saw him and they ate and drank. That was the first covenant supper.
Yahweh, the husband, Israel, the wife.
But Israel followed foreign lovers and bowed before the gods of men. I gave faithless Israel her divorce, the Lord declared through Jeremiah's pen.
The kingdom broke into two houses, Israel north and Judah south.
Ephraim scattered beyond the rivers, and Israel's name passed from her mouth.
She became not my people, far from the covenants she had known.
But Judah remained until the promised seed came,
the lawful heir to David's throne.
God's law could not be discarded, his settled word could not be moved. A wife who had joined herself to another could not return to her first husband.
Only the husband's death could free her from the law that barred her return.
But death was also the adulteress's sentence. Both demands of the law must be answered.
At Calvary, the husband died and bore the judgment his wife had earned. The law was not bent or abolished. Every claim was met, every sentence served.
Then he rose, her living kinsman, free to take his wife again.
He did not purchase another woman.
He redeemed the same wife he had known then. Isaiah 53 shows the payment. Isaiah 54 reveals the reward. Your maker is your husband, your redeemer, the Holy One, the Lord.
Jeremiah named the covenant parties.
Hebrews 8 repeats them the same.
With the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, he names.
The far-off house was brought near by his blood. The dividing wall was taken away.
Ephraim will no longer envy Judah.
Judah will no longer trouble him that day. One shepherd gathers both into one fold. One king will rule them again. The tabernacle of David rises from ruin, and divided Israel is joined under him.
The bride is national Israel, Abraham's covenant family through Isaac and Jacob. The Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred European peoples Israel by ancestry and covenant. The wife Yahweh married, divorced, redeemed, and promised to restore.
Your land shall be married,
Isaiah declared.
Her name would be Beulah again.
Her sons will dwell upon her soil.
And God rejoiced as bridegroom then. The city stands
four square before us,
with 12 foundations and 12 gates.
No temple rises in New Jerusalem.
God and the Lamb illuminate the place. The tree bears 12 appointed fruits, and living water leaves the throne. Earth the kings bring glory into her. The city Abraham sought has come.
Come, I will show you the bride,
the city with
Israel's names on her gates.
The land that is married,
the wife he redeemed,
the covenant family restored to her place.
No stranger was chosen to carry her name.
No. The lamb bought back the wife he put away.
Come, I will show you the bride.
The maker, redeemer, and husband are one.
His covenant word endured through the night.
The angel showed John the lamb's own wife.
Come, I will show you the bride.